Limbaugh, Democrats and the media want you to believe that we are powerless against coronavirus. By Jeff Poor on February 26, 2020. Wednesday on his nationally syndicated radio show, conservative talker Rush Limbaugh argued the media were overplaying the threat of coronavirus, and it was being assigned a political component by those in the press with Democrat leanings. According to Limbaugh, the media were framing the threat of coronavirus as something the public is powerless to combat. Partial transcript as follow, courtesy of rushlimbaugh.com. Let me tell you something. It appears crazy. This, again, folks, is exactly what happens when everything gets politicized. Politicizing a disease makes about as much sense as anything I could think of. This disease, there is nothing political about it unless someday somebody proves the Qi-Coms created it as a bioweapon. Outside of that, there's nothing political about this or any other disease. Meaning, it doesn't care who gets it. It doesn't target political people over apolitical people. There's nothing political about it. And yet that's all we're dealing with. We're dealing with it as a political issue. And this is why people find everything about it so controversial. We got the entire drive-by media, the Democrat Party trying to create a panic. You got one guy on the radio saying, no. It's no time to panic. And the guy on the radio is said to be the nut. Me. One guy trying to warn everybody, don't panic yet. It's not time to panic. Keep your head about you. It's not time to give up. It's not time to believe that we can't stop this. The Democrats and the media want you to believe that we are powerless against this because our president is incompetent and incapable and doesn't have anybody working for him who knows what to do about this. All they want is their White House power back. All they want is Donald Trump gone. And this virus is nothing more than the latest opportunity for them. So there's one guy on the radio standing up, as I always do, trying to alert everybody to who the hell these people really are and what their objective really is, and I'm being called the nut. Sorry, it is the other way around. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.